You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Artificial intelligence-powered chatbots have certainly made a splash in recent months. They can take law exams, they can write English essays, they can engage in weird, existential, often disconcerting conversations with users. But can they actually, like, tell you something useful when you use them to search the web? That's kind of a key question to ask while tech titans roll this technology into the tools we use every day. So we asked Joanna Stern. She's a technology columnist at The Wall Street Journal who's been playing around with the new AI-enabled tools from Microsoft.
In the browser, what often happens is you'll be on a web page and maybe you want to not read that entire web page. You want to summarize it. Well, that's something that this new Edge browser can let you do. You could copy the web page, and what it does is then brings up a panel on the right side that lets you interact with the AI, whether you ask it, hey, summarize this web page and paste some copy in, or can you write an email to my boss saying, I'm not going to be in the office on Thursday. I have to go pick up my kid from school. And it gives you options there to actually do that in different tones. And so I think that that utility where we are able to lean on this AI for some of the more arduous tasks in our life, where maybe it can save us some time, is really where this may head for many people. And Microsoft seems to really think of this as a productivity tool that can help us in our jobs. This is a first step for them. They've integrated into the Edge browser, but they're going to integrate it into Microsoft Office and all those different the words and the PowerPoints of the world to help us and to help users lean on AI for more of that writing and more of that creation. If I wanted to know information about the weather or the stock market, this is not the tool. Things where it can give you options as well, like that saves you the time from going to maybe 10 websites.
Big picture, sort of, do you feel like the hype about this is warranted? Is it too much? Is it not enough? Like, what's your kind of general takeaway about how big of a breakthrough this is?
This really feels like a moment where you're kind of wowed by how a computer can do something. What's obviously very different is how it interacts with us, right? There is a sense of conversation here that is not been present in the other technologies we've had. And I think a lot of people are like, well, haven't we had this with Alexa and Siri? And honestly, Siri and Alexa and Google, they're really good for setting a timer. But they're not going to tell you some complex thing. Overall, I think this is a big moment. I think it's all going to come back to the guardrails. And that's what I find very worrisome is in our last decade of tech, we were already struggling with guardrails around social media and device usage and data usage. And now we have a whole other new form of interacting with computers. And I'm just not sure the guardrails are ready or the people who enforce the guardrails are ready.
Joanna Stern is a technology columnist at The Wall Street Journal. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.